Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello and welcome to episode number 8. Of Witchy Wellness Radio. And again, I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani. And today, we are talking about freedom. 4th of July is this week, and I wanted to kind of give you more of an inspirational episode today about internal freedom and how do you feel free? And maybe how do you feel restricted in your own life, internally and externally? And this episode will be a little shorter than most. I am actually listening to myself. Surprise, I gotta walk the walk here. Talk the talk, walk the walk. And the next, maybe the next 2 episodes for this month of July, I'm gonna do shorter inspirational episodes with previous meditations that I've released privately to my email subscribers, but I'm going to release them publicly with a little extra inspo behind them because I need to take time for me. I've had a lot of exciting things happen in terms of yoga teacher training. I am preparing for an advanced meditation retreat. Surprise, surprise, I would go to that. I'm so excited. It's going to cover kind of the neuroscience and all the kind of whys and hows of meditation, how that works. And I'm excited to kind of reveal and share more of the information, not only with my listeners, but with my clients as well, because I practice this every day. And it has immensely helped me. I'm going to the retreat with Dr. Joe Dispenza, which I'm sure if you've listened to Witchy Wellness Radio before, you've heard me talk about him. Love him. If you're a reader or you like to listen to any audiobooks, I recommend any of his books. His latest book is Becoming Supernatural. It's a great read and listen. It has wonderful stories about people who have literally healed themselves through meditation, and hence the title, Becoming Supernatural. So, with all that being said, I am giving myself more time to integrate what I've been learning, and I also have to prep for this advanced training where we will be meditating for like 4 hours straight. So I have to prepare myself for that. But also, I want to provide more value for you guys. I love doing this radio show. Absolutely love it. I've heard great feedback. If you haven't already written a review, please do head over to iTunes and write a review in there. I would love to hear from you. But on top of the podcast, I want to provide value for you guys more in my coaching and my business. I'm really digging deep and reevaluating how I can best serve you in terms of one-on-one coaching, a group coaching program. I'm even throwing the idea around for like a subscription service for, you know, monthly meditations or yoga, things that help you keep aligned and centered, because I think that's what I teach any of my clients, and I hope that's what you get from this podcast, is that when you can find your center, your intuition, your inner knowing, and when you feel that aligned with that higher part of you, you can take on anything. And when you actually listen to that part of you, you can guide yourself through anything. Yeah, shit's going to happen, and things might get a little hairy here and there, but when you are so connected to that higher part of yourself, you're not going to feel alone. You're not going to feel like a victim or abandoned. You're going to feel empowered, that proud of yourself, that you know that you can take on the world. So with that being said, I would also love to hear from you guys. What do you feel like you need help with, and How do you feel like it's the best package to deliver this through? Whether it actually be a package of, you know, meditations. I'm even toying the idea around maybe now, but I know eventually writing a book. Or is it group coaching, one-on-one coaching? I want to hear from you. What do you feel like is the best transformational way that you can really commit to yourself and become that new version of you? So head on over to laurenchalantani.com and click on the contact, and please shoot me an email there at Lauren Chalantani on Facebook and also Instagram. Send me a DM, comment, whatever. I would love to hear how you feel like you best can receive this information and how to implement it into your life, but also what are you having troubles with? And I'm going to really take this month and kind of take a step back to, one, take care of myself, because although I've been getting everything done that I wanted to get done, I have been having to skimp on some of my self-care practices. And I know in order to provide the best value and take care of myself, I have to shift some priorities around. So I'm really digging deep this month and taking care of myself, loving me up so much so that I can be in creative mode and produce something that I think will help benefit each and every one of you if you so choose. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for following me along on this wonderful journey. And let's jump into this inspirational / meditation episode. I'm going to do a little inspirational intro, if you will. And then I'm going to attach this meditation I did, I believe in April. It kind of sparked my mind and an idea for this meditation of it being for the July week and the idea of freedom. We think of it as an external concept of most of us living in the U.S. I want to, obviously, I want us to go internally. How do we actually feel? Do we feel free? Now, take a second and think, where in your life do you actually feel free? It might surprise you. So, without further ado, here's your inspirational post and meditation. Peace. Peace is the ultimate freedom. Peace within, peace without, peace inward, onward, and outward. Truly being at peace is a feeling of being free. Just as our founding fathers did, listen to that inner calling, knowing inside of each and one of you. It will guide you to that sacred place. Living in a place of constant stress, panic, or crisis mode is not our designed or destined state of being. Your knowing, or intuition, is the absolute best for you. Try as they might, no one else can drown this out. It will shine through. Get through one way or another, not so much through logic, but through feelings. Listen. Listen to the energy, body, your mood, your mind. How does your delicate body tell you different things, person to person, situation to situation? Because we came here for freedom, expansion, love, joy. Have faith that it will come to you better than you could have ever imagined. All you have to do is just get out of your own way. What is the path of least resistance to your inner freedom. Now, for me, this is forgiveness. When we hold on to the grudges or feelings of anger, disappointment, victimhood, we're not only taking our own power away, but we have lost something sacred, our inner freedom. So what would it look like for you to forgive, to let go, to release? I'm guessing that you would have a lot of energy left over, a lot of energy to create love, be joyful, and spread your goodness to everywhere, everything, and most importantly, yourself. So without further ado, here's your meditation, a guided experience to the freedom of inner peace. Hello and welcome to Let's Meditate, a series by me, Lauren Celentani, and today is going to be a guided experience to the freedom of inner peace. Now, the word meditation actually means to become familiar with, and today we're going to become very familiar with transmuting everything and anything into inner peace. Inner peace is attainable when you're able to drop all resistance, reactions to all the outer things, events, people, phenomena, etc. When we can let go of the inner struggle or resistance to what is, then the inner struggle is gone. Or another way of looking at this is that yourself, your ego, or your individual mind, and your higher self, universe, or God, are now aligned. I think the definition of inner peace is just dropping all the resistance to the outer phenomena, like stress, other people, money, the not-enoughs, without exception or regardless of the circumstance. So let's dive right in and start the process to reprogram ourselves for inner peace. To begin, sit down in a comfortable position. With your hands on your lap or your knees, we will be using our arms in this meditation, so make sure they're ready. And now, we're going to become more conscious of our breath, slowing it down to become more present and connected with ourselves. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Now it's time to be the conscious observer to current and past situations that are keeping you from your inner peace. If inner peace means to be free of outside stress, influence, or other opinions, what is keeping you from your inner peace? Now, can you see yourself in this situation as the observer, without judgment or reaction, when you are clear on the situation and how you are being, then surrender that way of being to a higher mind or the universe. Trust that it will solve it in the best way for you. Pull that current situation into your mind with a deep inhale and physically push down with your hands, sending it away, surrendering it on a deep exhale. Now do this as many times as you see fit to really clear out all of that energy or emotional charge. Breathe in and breathe out, pushing it away. Breathe in and out. Or possibly what's keeping you from your inner peace is a past event, memory, or relationship. When we can let go and heal that emotional charge, that memory or current situation turns into wisdom and deepens our inner relationship to peace. Now it's time to be the conscious observer of this memory without judgment or reaction. When you are clear on that situation or memory and how you reacted, how you were being, surrender that way of being to a higher power or the universe and trust that it will solve it for you in the best way possible. Now, as you hold that memory in your mind with a deep inhale, physically push down on the exhale, sending it away, surrendering it. Now do this as many times as you see fit to really clear all of the energy and emotional charge. Breathe in, hold the memory. Breathe out, push it all out, let it go. Breathe in. Bring that situation into your mind. And deep exhale, letting that go. Now you may need to go back to clearing the past and current situations that are keeping you from your inner joy. You'll know when everything's healed, when that memory has zero emotional charge or reaction in your body. And that, my friends, is called wisdom. When we learn to live and see life as a conscious observer, we are able to accept and see things for how they are. By becoming this conscious observer, we're able to obtain the deep freedom of inner peace.